KSHP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. Police are on alert for retaliatory attacks in Waco, Texas, after a chaotic, deadly shootout between rival biker gangs. Waco Police Sergeant Patrick Swanton.
We have had threats against law enforcement officers throughout the night from various biker groups. We are very aware that some of them have come into our city, and we have a contingency plan to deal with those individuals if they try to cause trouble here.
Yesterday's shootout started at a busy shopping center where members of at least five rival gangs had gathered for a meeting. Nine people were killed. At least 18 were hurt. About 170 were arrested on charges of engaging in organized crime. Amtrak trains are rolling again between Philadelphia and New York today, nearly a week after a derailment killed eight people and injured more than 200. Officials say trains along the Northeast Corridor are now in complete compliance with federal safety orders. No more tracked armored vehicles and bayonets for local police departments under a new White House plan that bans the transfer of some surplus military equipment. White House Domestic Policy Chief Cecilia Munoz says other equipment will only be turned over under certain conditions.
The consent of a local civilian governing body, so eyes on it from a mayor or a city council, as well as a clear and persuasive explanation of why they need the equipment and what the appropriate law enforcement purpose is going to serve.
The plan is part of a new push to build trust between law enforcement officers and the communities they serve. Senator Lindsey Graham making a big announcement about a coming big announcement. The Republican says he'll announce he's running for president June 1st.
I've got the best job in the world, a senator from South Carolina. I've got a very comfortable life. I'm running because of what you see on television. I'm running because I think the world is falling apart. I've been more right than wrong on foreign policy.
This is AP Radio News. A British nurse has been convicted of murdering two patients.
He wrote a letter that was entered into evidence calling himself an angel turned into an evil person. 49-year-old nurse Victorino Chua secretly added insulin to simple bags and vials of saline, knowing that colleagues would use those bags for saline drips or vials for injections on random patients and kill them with insulin overdoses. Chua also wrote in that letter, "There's a devil in me."
AP correspondent Kyle McKinnon. The Supreme Court says San Francisco police cannot be sued for the arrest and shooting of a mentally ill woman. The justices say police didn't violate the woman's rights when they forced their way into her room at a group home, wounded her five times after she came at them with a knife. Spanish police have arrested five people they say were trying to force a Moroccan immigrant to sell one of his kidneys for $7,000. Police say the man tried to pull out of the deal, but the group kidnapped and threatened to kill him. I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.